I expect to be very excited, very anxious. Situation I've never been in. Something I feel like I've always dreamed of. I've had to sit back and watch, you know, playoffs for the past 2 years, 3 years, 2 years since I've been in the league. And even before then, I was watching playoffs. So I'm really excited right now. I don't want to say I don't know what to expect. I know what obviously is at hand, but I'm ready for it. You know, I wish it was tomorrow, but you know, we get some days to prepare and get ready for it.
All season long, you've talked about how much you wanted to make your first playoffs. Has the feeling sunk in yet?
I don't think so. I get to Lambeau, that it'll really hit me. You know, this is again. You know, we went here early in the year, Sunday night game. We didn't come out and put our best foot forward, but it's truly an incredible, amazing atmosphere to play in. One of the historic places, in my opinion. So I think it should be very exciting, you know, against a red-hot team, a very good team, offense and defense, and they're just playing at a high level. So obviously, you know, it's win or go home. You obviously have to put your best foot forward, and that's what we plan to do.
Odell, you're
a Green Bay place. You have seen a lot of that this year. You've seen a lot of double covers, two high safeties. Is that something that, if that you do run across, that something that you guys could possibly take advantage of?
Yeah, that's what you hope for, but I don't see them playing single high. I see them going with the two high, going the inside patty technique, two man, with the inside corner and the safety over the top. As far as that goes, so we just got to find ways to get in where we fit in, and everybody's just got to be on point and make plays when your number's called.
You've watched tapes of Jerry Rice in the playoffs, I assume. Tell me what your recollection of that.
A lot of points he put up on the board. A lot of he just was in the right place at the right time. He made the plays when they needed to be made. So I've seen the highlights. I've watched them for years. Obviously the best to ever do it. And this was a time where he stepped it up even more. So that's just what you have to do. You got to bring your A game, your A-plus game, actually. You got to bring the very best that you have, and you have to leave it all out there.
We're talking about where legends are made.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity to even be able to play in the playoffs. For me, it's like, I feel like I've talked about it for years since I've been here, and it's finally here. You know, and it's not really here until Sunday, I think, or even when we take off to go to Green Bay, and you really, it all kind of will settle in. So I'm just trying to hold it all together, and just I don't know where I'm going to be at. I know I'm going to be very amped up and very excited.
Oh, you were talking on Saturday night?
Yeah, that's usually the day I sleep the best. But, you know, going throughout the week, I don't really sleep as much. Last night I was kind of, you know, tossing and turning a little bit. I'm excited, man.
Odell, we all know about your big play potential. Is that ability, do you see that as the X factor in this game?
We all have to make plays, you know, and whatever it is, whenever your number's called, if it's a slant and you take it to the house, if it's a deep ball, you take it to the house, we need those big-time plays, and we're going to need them from everybody. So I pride myself in making plays. I pride myself in being the very best that I can be. So these plays, they all have to be made. Each ball has to be caught. Each route has to be ran precisely, and you need to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. It's all about the timing. So, the big plays are definitely going to help. But if we come out and we execute and do things the right way, we out-execute a team, I don't know if the big plays are the X factor, so to say. But they definitely can't hurt you.
Everyone has different motivation. You know, Eli said the other day he does thrive a little bit off being an underdog. Where do you kind of fit in that category? How do you like to?
That's kind of how it's been for me all my life. Actually, I've always been the underdog going into college. You know, when you had the little rivals ratings, and then even going into the league, I always felt as if I had a chip on my shoulder. And I don't think it'll ever leave. That's just how I kind of was raised, how I grew up as the underdog. So you thrive on these moments, like Eli said, you thrive at being the underdog. You thrive at these pressure situations. Knowing that, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And that's what we all need to do.
There was more than any other year that everything you do on the field, off the field, is in ordinary. I mean, what you can do on the field, obviously, 100 catches, tie for the record for fastest to 4,000 yards, and then everything you do off the field. Do you kind of appreciate your life isn't ordinary?
Yeah. You know, I remember even when I was sitting here being like, you know, be careful what you ask for and stuff like that, but I wouldn't trade what I have going on for anything in the world. You know, God's put me in a great position. I'm truly, truly blessed. It's just, it's life. It's ups and downs. It's finding ways to maintain your, stay yourself throughout it all and just go with the flow and enjoy it. I genuinely feel like I try and enjoy every moment, every second of life. Tomorrow's never promised. When you walk out this building, you know, it's never promised. And I don't want to say I live every day like it's my last, but it's pretty close to it.
What do you think about the attention on the Miami trip is attracting?
Right now, I'm really more focused on the Packers than the Giants. So any of those questions, you know, whenever y'all want to sit down and have a little side-to-side, we could do that after the playoffs.
Odell, but I mean, there was a report there were a lot of drugs being handed out on the boat. I mean, we're focused on
the Packers and the Giants. So anything else doesn't really bother me.
What's the coldest you've ever played in? And how do you feel about playing in 9, 10 degrees, whatever it's going to be?
It's perfect football weather. That's obviously the plan. You know, they're a team, like I said, they're a red-hot team. They've won 6 in a row. They had to win each and every game to get in. It's about finding the best matchup that you think you have and going at it. So, like I said, we have to make plays everywhere, all across the board, offense, defense, special teams. All three groups have to come together and truly execute. You know, one special teams play could be the difference in the game. You know, we could have had a great offensive game, great defensive game, and the special teams is what set it apart. So all three phases have to be clicking.
Odell. Right here. the bond between you and Victor and Sterling, you talked about it back when Sterling joined here, but what has it developed into?
A brotherhood. Honestly, you know, these are guys who I ride for. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm always gonna be on their side to their defense or whatever it may be. Shep's like a little brother to me, Vic's like the big brother to me, and I'm right in the middle. So, you know, I get the advice from Vic, I give the advice to Shep, or vice versa. You know, we all work together. And I don't think you see that as much with receivers and just the nature of the position, but this is a group that genuinely looks out and cares for each other. And not just us three. Obviously, you know, Otto, TK, Dwayne Harris, everybody in that room. It's a very close room. It's a place what we talk about in those four walls stays in there for the most part. But
One of the challenges of this game, everyone is saying, is can the Giants offense do enough? Is that a challenge that you embrace?
Yeah. You know, we have to come out and like we've been saying all year, we have to put our best foot forward. We have to do more. We have to do more than we've been doing. You know, the defense has done a phenomenal job all year, putting us in this position. Now it's our turn. It's our turn to step up, and now's a better time than ever. I mean, I just don't know what more you would ask for. It's 4th and 1. It's 1 minute, 36 seconds left on the clock. You're down 5. You need a play. You just need a first down to stay alive. But you score a touchdown. You know, it's something about those moments, knowing you have to get it done. And it's just there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way around it. You just have to get it done. So I do enjoy those moments. It's like taking the last shot. You know, you never know if you're going to fail unless you shoot.
How much is Victor
for
your career?
I don't know if words really do it justice what he's done for me, just as far as being the big brother, teaching me, you know, the ins and outs of the game. Little does he know I've taken a lot of stuff from his film. He's genuinely a big brother to me, a guy who's looked out for me since the night I met him after the draft. And it will always be that way. You know, we're pretty much family for life, so I wouldn't rather go in any other playoffs with these guys that I have now.